Indeed, thank you, Luc. I would like to emphasize a little bit that the system, our system, has a geographical limit. What is the limit of our system? It's in fact defined as follows: countries lying to the west of the Ural Mountains and the Caspian Sea, and to the countries bordering the Mediterranean Sea. I will show you in one of the following slides the territory which is already active at the moment, but future members which can still join our system are in that way defined by this definition, and it could be Armenia, Georgia, Kazakhstan, and for the bordering of the Mediterranean Sea, Algeria, Egypt, Lebanon, Libya, and Syria. So you see when we are, the reference which is made on this slide, you can really see the red line, and this is, so to say, the external border of our system. Not all of the countries laying in this part of Europe are already member in our green card system. This is what it's actually, it's a geographical actual situation. You see there are different colors. When you see the green color, this is really the part where countries are still connected via the pure green card document, and where you have to show at the border the green card, and where the validity of the green card will be verified. The other colors, blue and orange, is what has been just explained by my colleague Luc de Baere. It's the part where you do not any longer need a green card, and where you can freely drive around, if I can express me like that, without having to show each time the valid insurance document. It's based on the registration, as just explained a few minutes ago. So the green card system, and this is also why it would be very nice, and wherefore we would like to cooperate closer with other card systems, is because our system has also its own challenges, and we can imagine that other systems also have challenges to make it functioning, to have, let's say, a stable situation where we really can guarantee that victims of transporter accidents are correctly compensated. The challenges are mainly from a financial stability point of view. Sometimes we have indeed members who can't, for different reasons, follow up on the reimbursement to the handling bureau, which is quite key in the well-functioning of the system, that this is following quite quickly. Someone advances the compensation to the victim, and then should be relatively quickly, as soon as possible, I would say, be reimbursed by the guaranteeing bureau or the insurer of that country. Sometimes problems occur at that level. Then, of course, what we didn't have foreseen is situations when two members come into a conflicting war situation. You will all understand that I'm now referring to the situation where Russia invaded Ukraine, and this is indeed something which has an important impact on the well-functioning of our system. Other issues where we have to, let's say, we have to tackle our international sanctions, which also have an impact on the payment capacities of certain countries. Furthermore, we try to respect and combine the rules as described by the United Nations, but also being in Europe, we also have to consider and respect the motor insurance directives. So sometimes they are a bit different, and we have to find a balanced solution. That's also one of the reasons why we have indeed two systems, one still based on this pure green card document, and another system which is then based on the registration plate. So, but cooperation, yes, we are in favor. We would like to cooperate closer with each other, to exchange know-how, of course. I think you all have experience which can be useful for the other systems. So this is really something we would like to see developed in future. What we also have seen in different systems, sometimes we are overlapping each other. So one member is from time to time forced to take part in two systems to have all the partners covered. Maybe we should reflect that there is cooperation possible over the different systems, and to avoid that countries have to step in as member of different card systems. This is, of course, future. That's a point of reflection. So I'm now a bit too... Anyway, and this is really, I think this was the idea of the initiative, that it would be very good that we can exchange our experiences and also to learn from each other, and really we are looking forward to that. So this brings me to the end of the presentation related to the green card system. And anyway, thank you for your attention.